727-579-1025. What's up, Rusty?
Hey, Drew.
Hi, Rusty.
I was just listening to what y'all just said.
Thank you.
About what SDK said about how does a thug or how does a gangster dress?
Yes.
You've never been in any of these big cities to see how these kids are dressing nowadays?
Oh, are they all thugs and gangsters?
Right. Like, you go to any high school gathering, you're going to see white, black, Hispanic, Asian. Every single race and ethnicity is going to be wearing baggy clothing, basketball jerseys, okay, gold chains, et cetera. Okay. Does that mean they're all thugs?
But what about their colors that they fly? Doesn't that tell you something, too?
No. What about the colors that they fly?
Are they in bike gangs?
I mean, you go into certain parts of Los Angeles. I'm a truck driver for a living. I've been out there. You go into certain parts of Los Angeles, you won't see no red. You go into other parts, you won't see no blue.
Well, yeah, we're talking about Crips versus Blood. Right, but you're talking about street gangs.
There's a noted gang.
Right.
I'm talking about a thug. I'm talking about somebody that thinks he's a tough guy. That's got to have a bunch of people around him to make him tough.
Okay, again, we're not talking about gang members here, sir.
He's talking about Tony Soprano.
Right, well, what about this? He said, what about...
Jax Teller.
He's never seen a white, black dude.
Right.
I know, because I grew up in a boys' club. I went there for 14 years.
Okay.
And I had a lot of good friends.
So you were a thug.
White and black dudes. Mm-hmm. And I know that they do not like black guys that have an education, that have a job, that have a family. The ones that ain't doing good, they do not like those black guys.
Well, I think that transcends all races. Anyone who is unsuccessful and miserable hates people who are successful and happy. I don't think that has anything to do with black, white, yellow, brown, green, or whatever. That's just people who are not successful hating on those who are.
Yeah, but they grew up with these guys. I mean, they're their best friends. They grew up with them. They've known them their whole life.
Doesn't matter. You take a white dude who's pumping gas at age 38 and he went to high school with the guy who's pulling in seven figures as a stockbroker or a hedge fund manager or whatever, the gas station attendant's going to hate that dude no matter what color he is and no matter if they grew up together, my man.
I don't know what his point is.
Me either. What is your point?
Well, I just didn't like how FCK said that what is a white black dude?
Well,
you didn't like that I asked the question?
How dare you?
I think of a white black dude as one is successful.
Okay, so white people are successful and black people aren't. So if a black person is successful, then he's a white black person in your world.
Yeah, from my way of thinking, I mean, not my way of thinking. That's how my society, my white people's society that I grew up with.
Your white
his white people's society. That is not my white people's society, sir. Sir, your white people's society is not my white people's society. Would you identify yourself as a racist, yes or no?
No, man. I grew up in a boys' club.
Wait, how can
you call me racist, Drew? You're always calling somebody else racist.
You're always saying that just
because they don't agree with you.
But
just because I don't agree with you doesn't mean I hate black people.
I didn't know what to say.
You just said you hated me because I asked the question.
and then you start talking about surfer shorts. I ain't never bought nobody wearing those surfer shorts down to their ankle.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Keep on trucking, buddy.
Whew. Takes all kinds. Merely asked a question.
He's getting very heated.
Wow.
If you identify a white black guy as a successful black guy because white people are successful and black people are not, you might be a racist.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry to go all Foxworthy on you, but I figured you'd get the reference, sir.
Hello. Are you still listening? Good. It's the Drew Garabo Live Hidden Track of the Day. Enjoy.
And ladies and gentlemen, joining us right now to contribute to this Breaking Bad discussion, and I'm sure throw a few new twists on there, is Miles Allen. What's up, Miles? How are you?
Yo, bitch.
Yo, bitch indeed, man. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you guys doing?
Man, we're doing real well. How did you concoct this idea to take the magnificent series Breaking Bad and to turn it into a one-man show?
Oh, man, I just did a ton of meth, and it just came to me. And no, I'm kidding. It actually came out of a my buddies and I had just got done watching the second to last episode of Breaking Bad. I was doing the impressions at four of them right after the show. I've always done a bunch of impressions, and they thought that it was hilarious. They decided to shoot a YouTube video of me. They uploaded it, and then It garnered over 1.5 million views, and I was like, oh.
There's a market.
That escalated quickly.
Right.
I just realized people really like my impressions. I really love Breaking Bad, and I decided to put those passions and then my love for comedy and acting together and decided to keep the Breaking Bad flame alive.
Very good. Have you heard from anyone connected with the show, say a Vince Gilligan, a Bryan Cranston, anyone on this effort of yours?
Bob Odenkirk, actually. The guy who plays Saul Goodman.
Oh, yeah.
He is interested in seeing my show, and our next stop, I'm in Tucson right now, our next stop is Albuquerque, and they are shooting Better Call Saul right now. So my hope is that they'll be able to come out and enjoy a little bit of a nostalgia trip for them.
Exciting news about Bob Odenkirk for those of us who are fans of his. He is reuniting with David Cross. It's not going to be Mr. Show, which was a brilliant television program they had on HBO, but they said it's going to be very similar.
That's just, oh man, I'm so pumped about that.
Very exciting news.
And that's cool, and that'd be great to get his input. You know, with Bob having the background in comedy, it would be so good to just get his feedback for that. It'd be fantastic.
For sure. What is it about Breaking Bad that you found so relatable and so magnificent? I think everyone who appreciates good television loved the show, but what is it that that stoked your profound connection to the show?
You know, from the cold opening scene, when you see the pants dropping in slow motion, all of a sudden there's this RV with this guy with a hazmat mask on and some kid passed out in the passenger seat. From the get-go, it just engaged me and intrigued me, and it never once did I feel like it ever lost that.
Right.
I was continually engaged in every episode. And then I think it's a very unique and yet very pertinent sort of premise for a show, and in that it questions from the first episode, the question is posed: is a morally compromising decision based on good intentions justified? And I believe that the rest of the series is an exploration of that moral question, that moral dilemma.
And the answer is yes. Do it. You only live once.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Yes. Okay. Nothing bad could happen.
It is interesting, the different morality that comes into play, though, because initially you can relate to a Walter White in that, man, we don't know how we would react if we had to undergo chemotherapy and we didn't have the funds to pay for it. But then when he turns into the Empire business.
Well, before, when he killed his first person, that's when I stopped supporting him.
Is that when Walter became an anti-hero
to
you?
Yes, I was like, oh, come on, man.
Yeah, he didn't lose me until the final couple of seasons when he started like becoming Heisenberg, and he went full Heisenberg. I'm like, man, this guy's become unrelatable.
Because you sympathize for him, even when he kills Crazy Eight. Spoiler alert. In season one, he has such a moral regret for it, and by the time he's doing these devious acts in season four and season five, he seems completely removed from remorse at that point.
No doubt.
And I think that's the first time, I think, as an audience, we've witnessed our protagonist become someone we can't honestly sympathize with anymore.
Right on. We are speaking with Miles Allen. He does the one-man Breaking Bad show. It is coming to the Straz Center the 17th through the 19th of this month. We do have tickets to give away for this. Do you strictly stick with stuff that is on the big screen, or do you inject your own little stuff in there? Any extemporaneous stuff from you?
Yes, yeah. There's plenty. Again, it's a parody of Breaking Bad, so it's a lot of stuff is altered and changed. There are a bunch of other impressions outside of the show. There's SpongeBob, Back to the Future, Lord of the Rings. What if Family Guy characters did Breaking Bad? There's a whole bunch of different stuff out there for everyone to enjoy. So it's very much a comedic nostalgia trip through the greatest television series of all time.
Hey, break me off a little Family Guy character doing Breaking Bad. I'm intrigued by this.
Oh, Quagmire, would you like some meth? I would, because I'm Heisenberg. Well, that's tight, Peter. Hey, Dad, can I maybe have some meth? No, Chris, you're a stupid fat loser. Excuse me, Chris. I've got some meth in my back pocket.
This is great. This is pretty awesome. That's what we can expect at the Straz Center in the one-man show coming up the 17th through the 19th. Well, good luck to you, Miles. I love that you have a passion for the show that we found so phenomenal. We'll see you out at the Straz Center on the 17th through the 19th. Man, good luck to you, and thanks a lot for gracing us with your presence today.
Hey, thanks for having me. You guys take care.
You too, man.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.